Norway, along with other coastal states, are recklessly overfishing the mackerel stocks. This is now having implications for Ireland. We have to cut our mackerel quota, which is a key stock for ports such as Killybegs in the northwest and coastal communities around Ireland, by 22% next year in 2025. That follows on from a loss of 25% of the value of the quota, which we had to transfer to the UK post-Brexit. So in terms of pelagic stocks, mackerel will be the most valuable stock landed into Ireland. A lot of the industry solely depends on it. So we have Norway, for the last number of years, overfishing this stock by 40 to 45%. Yet at the same time, the European Union permits them to fish west of Ireland for up to and over 200,000 tonnes of blue whiting in Irish waters. And the point of the organisation I represent is that the EU needs to stand firmly here and say to Norway, you cannot recklessly overfish mackerel stocks to the detriment of Ireland, undermining the Irish fishing sector, and at the same time expect to come back into Irish waters to catch 200,000 tonnes of blue whiting. The two are not compatible. The two have to be called out, and the EU needs to take a firm one Norway approach and sort this matter out.
And do you feel that approach from the EU, that it needs to come quite swiftly, because this seems to be an issue that can only worsen as time progresses, and you know, this could quite soon have perhaps catastrophic impacts on Killybegs and the Northwest region, and I guess and Ireland for that matter?
We're already at the inflection point. For example, landings into the port of Killybegs have fallen by 66% in the current year, and that is following on from numerous losses over previous years. If this reckless behaviour on the part of Norway, which are effectively acting as a rogue state, is not called out and dealt with comprehensively at European level, and that will involve solidarity between member states and the EU Commission, that if this isn't called out, you're going to face the abyss in terms of pelagic fishing in Ireland, because unless we sustainably fish stocks, and that includes Ireland, other member states and Norway, you could realistically see a scenario where there would be a zero catch advice for mackerel post 2026. If that happens, then you will see a virtual shutdown of the pelagic sector. These are the stakes that we're playing with.